Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen and
I'm Jess. How are you?
There she is. Welcome back, friend.
I am so happy to be back. It's been, you know, only a couple of weeks since I've been gone, but I feel like I've missed a lot. I've been catching up on all of the guest episodes and interviews. And it's been good. Thanks for holding down the fort.
How'd we do without you?
Did really well. I was listening to the Kat Quinn chat. Actually, last night.
By we, I was not using the royal we. I was using the Fat Mascara Fam and me we, just so you know. We all missed you. So tell us everything. First of all, I've been like fielding DMs left and right. When's Jess going to talk about her new job? I was like, when she comes back. Okay. So tell us everything.
Okay. So just like rewind, two, three weeks ago, I told you all on Fat Mascara that I had stepped down from my post as beauty director of Harper's Bazaar, but I didn't tell you where I was going because I couldn't yet.
But I did tell them where you went. I told them you got a new job. So can you tell us all about it?
So I am Moda Operandi's first director of beauty. I'm very excited to say that Moda is getting into beauty. And, you know, Moda is very famous for fashion. They've also gotten into home. They've also gotten into fine jewelry, but they hadn't gotten into beauty yet. And that is why I'm there. So if you're not familiar with Moda, Moda is like an amazing site that was founded by Lauren Santo Domingo, who is really she was at Vogue for a long time. She's really one of like, you know, an influencer in her own right, but like a legitimate influencer, meaning like she makes waves in the fashion industry. She supports young designers. She is a muse to many designers. She's incredible. So Lauren did all of that for fashion. And now, you know, so many years later, they're getting into beauty. And I'm so excited that I get to help support, you know, new beauty brands, discover new beauty brands, and of course, work with some of our existing favorites. But really, I'm on the hunt for what's next and helping curate the best of the best. So
now beauty is not available on this website yet because that's your job. So like in the future, people are going to be able to like, we don't know when yet, or she won't tell us, but we will be able to buy all of the things that you're working on finding and discovering, right?
Yes, exactly. I'm there to discover the best of the best. And, you know, Modus has some flirtations with beauty, but they've never gone, you know, the full Monty with beauty. Yeah. Listen, I have boots on the ground, but I'm open to hearing from you guys, like listeners, if there's an amazing brand that you think I need to know about, write me, tell me, DM me, let us know. But this is what we do at Fat Mascara all day long, is try to find the best of the best and share those with you. So it's really a natural extension of what I do. And I'm so excited about it. Honestly, this is like a dream job.
I'm picturing you already at like Jess's actual business desk, not just the virtual one. Just like high-powered meetings with all these brand founders. Are you going to invite me to the office?
Yeah, well, it's in Brooklyn. It's not far from you.
I know, guys. Her office is literally like down the block from me. I'm just waiting for my invitation. I put it out there in public so that now you have to come.
You have to come. Yeah, I'm just getting settled, and it's a hybrid model. So some days I'm at home in my sweats, and then some days I'm at Moda. So, and then some days I'm meeting with brands. So it's a really
cool job. What you do there. I'm excited for it. And our listeners are excited too, because they were all asking about it and I've been getting messages, but they missed you too. And we are going to do the show, but first yes. I'm kind of just changing it up. I know you're going to do the news and we're going to raise wands, but I wanted to have our listener raise a wand at the top of the show because I thought it was a really touching one. And while you were gone, it was a shit show of a week here in the United States, as everybody knows, with the shooting. So there was just something about this listener raise a wand that really spoke to me and really connected with me. And I wanted to share it with you as a nice welcome back and, you know, have the Fat Mascara fam talk to you. So here's Whitney. Take it away, Whitney.
Hi, my name is Whitney and I'm calling from Cincinnati. And I am calling to raise the wand to the Westman Atelier Super Loaded Tinted Cream Highlighter, and I use the bronze color. So I was recently at the hospital for about a week with my mother who had a major surgery. I didn't wear makeup any day there. Just didn't feel like it, didn't need it. You know, just was kind of stressed out. And by the third or fourth day, I thought, man, I'm looking kind of rough. And I decided to take, you know, a couple hours and go out and just kind of look around the town. I was actually visiting Lexington, Kentucky, because that's where she was in the hospital. So I went to a little store there, Coast Bar, and said, you know, just kind of fix me up a little bit, but I want something that's super easy. And now, because of, you know, the situation that I was in, and because I have all kinds of makeup, all the different layers, all that stuff, but I just wanted something super easy. So this product, this Super Loaded Tinted Cream Highlighter, is an awesome, super easy product. It is basically supposed to be, I think, your bronzer, your contour, your blush, and your highlighter all in one. And it's all I use. Well, actually, I do put a little of like a hot pink blush maybe on my cheek. This product really will work well on its own, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It looks dewy. It's really got that glass skin look with a little bit of color. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it's gorgeous. It's a little bit expensive, but I will tell you that I've had it now, I don't know, a couple of weeks, and I've hardly made a dent in it. So I think a little bit goes a long way with it. So I can't say enough good things about the Westman Atelier Super Loaded Tinted Cream Highlighter. Thank you.
Whitney, Jen and I, our heart goes out to you and we hope that everything is okay with your mom, but you really tapped into something that we feel so strongly at Fat Mascara, which is right? Just that Yeah, beauty, you know, I think it's a very easy thing to think that beauty is just, you know, superficial, or, you know, it's about makeup or trying to make yourself look better. For who, for what, who cares? No, it is about finding that moment to just kind of collect yourself in those dark times. That is what it often has been for me. It's like a moment to carve out like a little private safe space for yourself, or just a reminder that, like, you know, there's still some fun out there. Yeah.
And she also, you know what else? Clearly it's a great bronzer. The product's great and everything, but also just the fact that she went to Cosbar, like thinking about like, oh, the community of people who love beauty. Like when you walk in a shop and like you connect mm-hmm. with an associate who like is like, you should try this, and maybe it's a splurge, but like, I'm sure those couple moments, you know, amongst all the really nice smells was just like very relaxing for you, Whitney. And I hope yeah. your mom's doing okay. You're doing okay. And I'm glad you brought us a lovely product too. Yeah, I mean, I can't. Not
yeah, it's
that.
Like the do something nice for yourself element. Like yes. where think of all the spaces you encounter during the day. Are many of them telling you to do something nice for yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. There was just a lot of levels to that. And I know you probably thought you were just talking about bronzer, but here we are making it way deeper. But yeah. that's what we do at Fat Mascara. Yeah. So thanks for that. We'll do our own raise of wands at the end of the show like usual. And Jess is going to take us through the news. So let's do it. You ready?
Ready. Okay, I am so ready for the news, okay? And everything is pretty positive. I think I'm just doing a quick scan. Yep, everything's pretty positive in this news deck. Thank God.
I need that disclaimer in my regular news. I want them to tell me, God. Like, what are we getting yeah. into? Am I actually going to watch this news or not?
Yeah.
But I'm glad everything's positive. Let's do it.
You know, you might add, I think this is positive. Well, she thinks it's positive. Glossier founder Emily Weiss steps down as CEO. This was like an earthquake in the beauty industry. I have to tell you, I was at work. People were talking, people were abuzz. Oh. I got some DMs. I mean, this was earth shaking in the beauty industry, but was it surprising? I don't know if you needed my editorial commentary there, but I just...
Talking about that brand and how it's evolved and devolved and evolved again.
Yeah, so. It's just super interesting. So
Olivia Rodrigo will still be with Glossier, correct? Even though Emily Weiss is not?
Emily is still going to be with Glossier. So, okay, let me get to the facts instead of my reaction. Glossier Inc. Chief Executive Officer Emily Weiss, she is stepping down as CEO, which is the very top role of the brand that she founded 8 years ago. Kyle is a woman, a former exec at Cole Haan and Nike Inc. She joined as chief commercial officer in November. She is going to be taking over as CEO effective immediately, according to Weiss. So Emily is not leaving the company. I saw when I was Googling some headlines about this and trying to get some information, I saw some really inaccurate headlines. I saw Emily Weiss quits, Emily Weiss like let go.
She's
Emily
on the
Weiss
board still.
Yes. Like, so do not believe like that Emily Weiss, you know, had some kind of fall from grace. No, Emily is not going anywhere. She is taking time to focus on the areas that she loves most. If you look at her Instagram, she did a nice long post about this. She's taking time to focus on product, creative brand, quote, anything that makes your and my heart beat just a little bit faster. To me, this sounds like she's doing the fun stuff and, you know, enjoying her role. She's also executive chairwoman. And if you read her post, and we can link to it on our blog, she talks about change. She talks about evolution. And a lot of critics of the brand recently said that Glossier needed to change. So, you know, maybe this is the right thing for the company. So that's the news on Glossier. Okay. Jen, hashtag Jello skin. Have you heard of it?
Briefly, I was more into jelly nails last week, which aren't as new as Jello skin. But Whitney mentioned glass skin. So let's evolve into Jello skin.
You can't keep up. Ready? Jello skin is having this huge moment on TikTok. And this Jello skin moment really got into the zeitgeist with @glowwithava. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, Jello Skin is really at glow with Ava's brand. And Jello Skin actually has 14.5 million views on TikTok right now and growing. And you could see like there's lots of reporting on it by sites like Refinery29 and Bustle. Like it is definitely having a thing. So Jello Skin, how would I describe it? It's skin that has bounced back. You tug on your skin and it immediately snaps back. It's cushy, it's bouncy, it's firm. It's like, imagine Jello. It is the opposite of what I did to my grandfather in his final years. I had so much fun doing this. I would pick up his skin on his hand and I'd look at him, he'd smile. And it would be like 10 minutes later, it would still be going down like, you know, a parachute. Okay, that is the opposite of Jello Skin.
Skin.
Right? Parachute skin. That's
deflating,
not trending.
Parachute skin is not what you want. You want that's Jello skin.
I actually love my grandfather had.
I did the same thing to Grandma Ruby and right? She didn't mind at all. It was like,
it was
a little thing we would do when we sat next to each other. Always, I would play with the skin on the back of her hands.
Can we get parachute skin trending? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
But there was a sweetness to that. That's a separate note, a separate thing. So how do you get this amazing collagen firm skin? And this video with Glow with Ava, by the way, if you go on her TikTok, she has a ton of them, but like she's getting a facial and her facialist is saying, you know, that this is, you know, like the skin mattress is perfect and has all of this kind of like qualitative description about it.
Fibroblasts are coming into the conversation. Yeah. Fibroblasts are into the chat.
Hold on. I'm backing up to the science corner. Hold on, get me out. No. So I saw, you know, everyone on her, all of her fans, all of her commenters are losing their minds. How do I get this? And everyone's like crowds, you know, sharing their tips. They're talking about bone broth. They're talking about different creams. And I just, you know, I'm thinking like, stop the madness. I know that everyone wants this Jello Skin, but like, how can you actually get it? Because I have to tell you, I was seduced. But I know that there's no silver bullet to getting Jello Skin. So I wrote our friend, dun dun dun, you know who it is. You know who I wrote.
Because
Dr. Hirsch, Ranella. Ask Ranella.
Oh, you went with a derm. I thought you were gonna write a makeup artist, but it's a derm. Okay, got it.
No, because I want to know, like, how do you really build collagen? Because I knew that this was a bunch of baloney with like the bone broth and the this, that, and the other thing.
Do not get me started on oral supplemental collagen. And yes. A waste of money it is.
So I knew Ranella was going to give it to me right between the eyes. And my favorite thing is, sorry, Ranella, you know that I don't like, I'm very discreet about private exchanges and texts between friends and certainly our team of experts. But my favorite thing that she wrote was sigh when I told her about Jello Skin. She knew that eventually,
yes.
She knew that eventually she would have to speak to this. She said, when it comes to collagen, there's a lot that let's separate it into what is not going to help you and what is going to help you. So to your point, Jen, you cannot drink your way to better collagen. She said there is some anecdotal reporting that people do get a boost in hydration from some of these products. And
from oral, they don't do it.
Yeah, from like powders and, you know, mixes, all of that stuff. There is some evidence, that people will get a boost of hydration. But at the end of the day, these collagen fragments are not magically regrouping and puffing up your skin. And there have been some studies, and it's too complicated to go into during this segment. We can do it, have this another day.
Or I'll link you to a story I wrote all about that for Mary Claire about collagen and how that works. Yes.
Perfect, Jen. Yeah, like this sigh. Is like way, so exactly. Hashtag sigh. Hashtag Jello Skin. Hashtag sigh. A lot of these studies that these powder companies and everything report, sometimes they're a little too, they're not bulletproof. So all in all, she says that overwhelmingly, media and marketing claims vastly surpass evidence from clinical data. Again, I'm not speaking to any specific brands. So if you're thinking, what about this one? Or this one's great. We're not speaking to any specific brands that you may love. Also, you cannot slather on topical collagen. If it's a cream, those collagen particles are not going to like weasel their way into your skin and like puff up your collagen. So a moisturizer is a moisturizer. You're paying for a moisturizer. So what can you do if you're really interested in this Jello Skin phenomenon? You can Number one, protect what you have. Use sun protection. This is huge. You can use ingredients that are proven to stimulate collagen, i.e. retinoids.
But retinoids don't feel as bouncy and fun as like collagen. I get why people like...
You want a marshmallow plumpy?
Yeah, like I guess why they think like, oh, this yummy collagen powder gives me collagen-y jello skin. It feels good. It's like a good storytelling. Yeah, you feel like you're...
Well, you know what's funny? I wrote her
retinoids
after.
Retinoids feel clinical. They don't feel fun.
I wrote her after and I said, well, I said, just like, by the by, I said, my friend is like taking all these collagen, like, you know, drinks. And she actually does say she sees a difference. She says she sees a difference.
She paid for it and she wants to see a difference.
She said, you know, there's a million reasons. She said she could be like practicing better habits.
There's studies that show when you take supplements, you actually are healthier in other ways because it sort of triggers this healthy effect. Like you might drink more water throughout the day just because you're like, I'm a healthy person now.
Yeah. Start wearing more sunscreen, start taking better care of your skin, yada, yada. Yeah. And then of course, there, if you can afford it, if you could swing it, there are in-office procedures like chemical peels, microneedling, laser and light therapies, all those things.
Ooh, the micro-coring that you reported on a while back or not even that long ago.
Yeah. All of that will boost your collagen. So— There you go. Jello skin. Very interesting. Very sexy. Really fun to talk about. I mean, I really glow with Ava. I love your videos. You make great content. I just don't want people to think that they can, you know, drink a shake and have your skin by tomorrow. So keep doing what you do.
I kind of get it too, because it's like gelatin and collagen is actually in like the connective tissues in animals. Like it makes sense, like gelatin and collagen. Like I get why... It feels like it makes sense. The only thing I wanted to add on that was that, just so you guys know, topical collagen, a lot of it, unless it says vegan, does come from an animal source. So if that's important to you, like it is to me and Jess, that's another reason not to go for topical collagen creams if you're in the market for some jello skin.
Yuck, yuck.
Meanwhile, how is this different from dewy dumpling skin? All right, I'm going to stop. I need a whole separate episode.
Dewy dumpling skin? I don't know.
We should
actually do this, like do like a Venn diagram. I felt like dewy dumpling skin is more about the dew, like the highlight and the shine, and jello skin is more structural.
Okay. All right. No, that's a good answer. I was being somewhat rhetorical, but I like your answer and I'm ready to move on.
Okay. Well, that was a nice segue with the bovine collagen thing. Let's go to Jess's animal house.
Rear.
Can we get some we need to get some sound effects. Okay.
We have enough on this show.
So scientists may have stumbled on dolphins' secret skincare routine. This is an incredible story from iScience. Wildlife biologist Angela Ziltner of the University of Zurich, she would go on these deep sea dives, and during which she often noticed that Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphins were taking turns brushing their bodies against corals or sea sponges on the seafloor. God, say that 5 times fast. Whew, I'm not saying that again, guys. Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
You can
picture it. So after more than a decade as an adopted member of the pod, this means she was actually able to get really up in there with the animals. Like they accepted her as one of their own. She developed a theory about why the dolphins were brushing among these corals and sponges. The dolphins were using them to help maintain their skin. Corals and sponges make antibacterial compounds. Okay. And they produce all these antioxidants that are probably released into the waters of the Northern Red Sea when the dolphins make contact with them. Isn't that cool? Okay.
Super cool. I thought it was going to be a mechanical exfoliation, like, you know, when the animals
like,
rub against the seafloor. Like whales do that and stuff. But no.
No, it's even more sophisticated.
Even more interesting. Wow.
Yes.
Well, they're dolphins, so they're higher level thinkers, so.
Very high level. And then finally, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee is coming up, Jen. What are you doing to celebrate?
Girl, I know because I got 52,000 press releases from beauty companies being like, here's how to celebrate the Queen's Jubilee. And I was like, what? We will do nothing to sell a beauty product. It's like, I don't get it. But in honor of her, I'll probably wear a hat. I don't know. I'll throw on a hat.
And stand on your Brooklyn balcony and wave.
I mean, I know the Queen's done a lot more. Don't come for me, British listeners, but yeah. What are you doing, Jess? What's the beauty world doing?
This is a collaboration that is legitimate because we all know there are some press releases and kind of questionable tie-ins to the Jubilee. Mm-hmm. This one is legit, okay? So the Queen's Platinum Jubilee is coming up. That celebrates her 70 years on the throne.
Wow.
I have a collab that's going to get you really into the spirit and make you feel like royalty, everyone. Okay. So April Long, who is a fantastic writer, she wrote a piece for Town and Country about Florist London's new fragrance, Platinum 22. And I have to tell you, I learned a lot. Platinum 22 commemorates the event, and Florist London is one of the few fragrance brands that holds a royal warrant. What's a royal warrant, you ask? A royal warrant of appointment is a mark of recognition, which is given to, you know, either like a group of people or a business that regularly supplies, not just once, has to regularly supply goods or services to Her Royal Majesty the Queen, or HRH, the Duke of Edinburgh, or HRH, the Prince of Wales. And the monarch decides who grants the royal warrants. And I didn't know that they have to keep on reapplying for them. It's not like, oh, you sold shoes to like Prince Charles in 81. Oh, like okay. It's, you know, you have to upkeep it. So what does this Platinum 22 smell like? Has black currant, violet leaf, cedarwood amber, fresh lime and tea. But ooh. I like this part. It has tonka bean and vanilla to give it a sense of familiarity.
Wait, so funny. As you were talking, I was thinking of Trish McAvoy number 9, the black currant and vanilla or black.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I want it to smell like that. But then you threw in the mint.
The mint
and the green
yeah.
notes. Are you kidding me with this?
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't say mint. It's tea, fresh lime and tea. And the tea is
lime
enough.
And tea. Still, I pictured green. Oh my God, this sounds delicious.
The tea is a nod to the tea party she always throws in her gardens over the decades. And the tonka and smooth orris. I feel like you like orris, Jen. It's like
I
a
do.
Very earthy.
Everything you just said, I'm like, I'm there for. Yes.
It's beautiful. It's all very sophisticated. The tonka and the orris. I think I said vanilla, and I'm so sorry if I said vanilla. I meant tonka and orris. Give it the familiar, soft vibe. And that, according to Edward Bottenham, he's Florist's perfume director, he told April that they included that tonka and that smooth orris to give it a comforting quality, just like the queen herself, which I kind of liked.
That
now,
delicious.
If you're not a royalist, if you're not into the royal family,
not at all,
this means nothing
into
to you.
No, it does.
But I liked it.
No, you know me. I don't follow it as closely as you do, but the notes, wow, it sounds gorgeous. So that's the Jubilee fragrance?
It was called Platinum 22, and it's just to commemorate the Jubilee. And I just think, I like the history, I like the story behind it. So
that's
pretty cool.
We need to get some bottles of that and do a little sniff test.
Yeah, sniff test.
All right.
So that's the news. So
thanks.
Wanted to leave you guys on a fragrant floral celebratory note.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, They have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good, whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence. Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Hey, it's time to raise a wand, another wand, because Whitney already raised her wand for us at the top of the show. This is weird not listening to the listener right now, but why don't you go first, Jess?
Okay, I'm going to go first. So mine is a child's product, but you can also use it for yourself. So, Jen, Did you know that sometimes bubble baths are not great for your body?
They're not great for vulva and vagina sometimes. Don't mess with that pH. Don't mess with that pH, ladies.
Yeah, that's where I was kind of going with this. But I just wanted to like go in easy.
Worked at Cosmo Girl for 7 years or whatever the hell I worked? I've written many a story about baths and bath myths, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. So my little petunia, my lake, she has very sensitive skin. I'm not going to take you through all of our trials and tribulations, but for a bunch of reasons, I needed to omit the bubble bath from our routine for a little while. But she loves bubbles.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
She loves it. She will not take a bath without bubbles. Well, I was searching high and low for a fragrance-free bubble bath. It's not that easy to find. But Honest, I'm showing this to Jen on the monitor. I wish you could see my like Vanna White routine. Honest makes this amazing, purely sensitive bubble bath. It is tear-free, which is also imperative for us. And it really foams up because I was really suspicious of a fragrance-free, like super foamy bubble bath. I felt like it was going to be
And I think they use
not going to give you the payoff.
Sulfeth, not sulfate. So it's like coconut alkalines instead of the typical surfactants, which probably dry out skin, et cetera, et cetera. So you're like, I need the, but like, I want a real bubble. I want like a sulfite bubble.
I want like all the, exactly. I want those big sulfite bubbles.
You want that pink gallon tub, Mr. Bubbles kind of bubbles.
Yes.
Remember that stuff?
Remember, of
Talk
course.
Talk about pH unbalanced.
I think they still sell it. This is fantastic. It's super gentle on her skin. Gives us all of the, it makes a ton of bubbles. Aww. And you don't need a lot of it. And you can use it if you are a grown up and you're suspicious of, or just have really sensitive skin and don't want all of that, you know, all that razzmatazz underneath the surface and by your vulva.
It's so funny. You know, I'm taking us off topic, but I have something I've thought about that I've never brought up to anybody, any friends. Fat Mascara Fam is here. You know how like baths are supposed to be romantic sometimes? Like, let's go back to early days of like dating someone or whatever. And like, you're going to do a romantic bath on your vacation, or they are going to come into the bathroom when you're in the bathtub or whatever. I'm not talking about doing it in the bath.
It's so horrible.
I'm talking about bubbles.
No, there is
nothing romantic about an unbubbled bath. You're sitting in a clear tub of water. Your body parts are all distorted by the water angle, which, you know what, like, you, everything is on display in like a medical fashion. This person is going to be looking down at you like a cadaver or something. Like, a bubble bath with no bubbles is like the least romantic thing I can ever think of. Who takes a bath without bubbles?
That is a cadaver-like fashion. Your body parts are distorted. Medical.
I've had this thought so many times when I like take an oil bath with like a little bit of an oil, or just something that doesn't provide a surface texture or a surface moment. I'm like, when I look down, I'm like, I'm sitting in clear water. Like, this is not relaxing. I guess if you dim the lights and candles, but still, bubbles are something about bubbles that just makes the bath.
That's so funny. Yeah, you never see like a love scene in a bathtub with like overhead
empty, like fluorescent pool lighting. Of water, and here we go. Everybody's romance. Anyway, okay. That said more about me than anything, didn't it? On to my theories of one. Clear things. I was like, how am I going to pivot to this? Sunscreen. I'm about to go on a little trip. I should have warned everybody, but I will tell you on Friday too. We're going to do some replays next week because I'm going scuba diving and
my God,
Honduras. And so I'm going to be out in the blazing sun, and I've been testing lots of sunscreens.
Me too.
Scuba diving in Honduras. Is that the Matlin family vacation?
No.
It's so funny when Jess and I, you guys know how different we are, but like when it comes down to not just clothes or anything, but travel. Like, she wants a moody cup of tea and like a Scottish Highland.
Mm.
And I'm like,
I have a little shortbread cookie on the side, a little shortbread cookie.
You'll
please.
Take a walk though, but like, you know, then back to the lovely bathtub and really
45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Great sheets. Yeah. And I'm like, let's go on a marathon and I want to go scuba diving and hike this mountain and blah, blah, blah. We're so different. That's why I love you. Okay, anyway, so the sunscreen.
So
back
funny.
To the sunscreen. Naked
Love
Sundays.
It.
Now I forgot the damn name of the product.
Yeah, Naked Sundays, you said.
Yeah, so it's been in Australia for a while, and I love you, Ultraviolet, but you haven't gotten your butts to United States quick enough for me, and Naked Sundays did, and they have some equally amazing sunscreens. I'm telling you, those Australian brands know how to do sunscreen. The Clear Glow SPF Serum, I'm probably butchering that a little bit, but I'll put the link on our Shop My Shelf, which all of our products are there. It is so good. And you might think, okay, it has a very feminine packaging and it says glow. So you're like, oh, is this going to have shimmer or whatever? No, it doesn't. Eric's been using it too. It's like the Supergoop Unseen Sunscreen, but has a little bit more of like an action item to it. There's some antioxidants and it's moisturizing as well. Whereas that sunscreen is not moisturizing. So it acts as your moisturizer, your antioxidant, and your sunscreen all in one, but yet it's not white. It's still clear.
Wow.
Because the moisture comes from squalane, not squalene. So, yes.
The it ingredient right now.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, I just think it's cool because a lot of those products of the clear, unseen type sunscreens don't also moisturize. And this one does without being shiny or shimmery. It's fabulous.
Yeah, the unseen sunscreen, I love it, but it's like, it's just kind of like a silky barrier.
Yes. This one, I would say, soaks in a little bit more, has a little bit of moisture to it. It's got a little bit more heft to the gelatinous quality of it. So that could be good or bad for you, depending on your skin type. But if you're a fan of the other one, I would try this. And honestly, I've been using it more. And those, you know.
Very cool.
These clear serum sunscreens
are so good. I've never heard
of
this brand. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, it's new to the States. It just launched in the States. So I'll put a link on the Shop My Shelf. And I'm sorry I shared about the baths, but this has been a great episode. I'm so glad you're back.
Likewise. I'm laughing because you have no idea what I'm picturing, Dan. It's absolutely hilarious.
Okay, well, everybody else, go take a bath, get your beauty sleep.
Get your beauty sleep. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Or see you Saturday. See you Friday. I'll see you when I see ya.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.